Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just count up real quick.
I hate the count.
All right, one.
One, two, three. Okay, no, it's just a clap. Ready? One, two, three, clap.
I don't think that was at the same time, but I think we'll be good.
I'll figure it out.
I think we'll be fine.
No, we did the counting with, like, our question and answer, but there's a delay with fucking Discord. So, like, my recording would say my number, but then I would hear my voice at a later time on their recording. And so I was like, this is not working. Ugh.
It's not always the most efficient, but I feel like in editing, if you can edit something pretty good, you can make it work.
Yeah.
That's the boat I'm in.
Yeah, like I said, I've just got editing magic. That's fix it in post.
It's all about movie magic. A Wizard Scroll would not exist if it wasn't for how much editing I put into it.
Right.
So how you doing this fine eve?
I am doing okay. It's Saturday, right? I can't even keep track of days anymore.
I had a margarita
earlier. I'm just going to warn you.
Oh, nice. I'm having a vodka LaCroix currently.
Nice. Yeah, vodka seltzer.
Let me take a little sip of that.
Oh, I realized with my new mic, it picks up everything, so I have to watch my swallowing.
So why don't you introduce yourself to the ladies and folks at home?
Hey, I'm Chrissy. What am I? I'm an actual play producer for Danger Dames. I am a audio drama voice actor for Omega Star 7 and the Modus Files and a few other bit parts.
A few other ones as well. I wonder.
Quite a few.
Perhaps something soon, something real soon.
spoil. And I have a actual play review podcast with two other people as well.
So you're all over the globe then. You got so many different podcasts going on there.
My fingers in lots of pies.
Yeah, for me it's mostly just Wizard Scroll, Omega Star 7, of course. Mm-hmm. I love you guys, love doing voices for you, love screaming in the mic and just sending you whatever I got.
Well,
and
we
just
love it,
hearing
as well.
How it comes out. I hear one time that you were editing something of mine and it woke you up.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was I wrote that scene actually. So we decided to do a flashback scene of when Moxie gets fired. And I was like, oh my God, what if it was Zoot that fires her? That would be brilliant. And so everybody was like, oh yeah, we'll see if Chris can get on and do Zoot again. And I was like, okay, so it'll be great. It'll be Zoot will fire me. And then I was like, what would be even better is as she's walking out, what if Bryce is like there to like try to hit on her and she finally gets to punch him in the face. This all I wanted in life was to punch fucking Bryce in the face. I hate that character so
Bryce.
Much. I hate him so much. So
you're
everybody teases me
because
he's so gross. And being the like one of the sole females on the cast, like he's so gross, y'all. But so I was listening to the episode and I dozed off on my couch and the very end of I didn't realize how Skylar had cut it. But there's another scene where Zoot comes in and he is yelling at the Parsecs. And I didn't realize he'd cut it and put it at the end of the episode. And I fell asleep in my bed. And all of a sudden, it's like just screaming. And like,
I want that damn album.
Yeah, it woke me straight out of. I was like, OK, lesson learned. We don't listen to a megastar in bed. So long story short. I learned a very valuable because I would listen a lot at night. When I was feeling anxious, actually, because it's familiar. I had listened to the episode so many times as we were processing them and whatever, and it was just a familiar sound. So I would listen to it to help me fall asleep. And so, yeah, I learned that night that maybe Omega Star isn't the thing to listen to at night anymore.
At least when I'm involved.
At least when Chris is on.
So I've done quite a few voices in my day, Omega Star and otherwise.
I'm fairly new to this,
Wizard
honestly.
You may have heard of Wizard Scroll. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good show.
Yeah.
What else?
I might have to get on that one.
Oh, perhaps. Yeah. If you play your cards right, I think you just might.
Here's the irony. I'm a podcaster who doesn't have a lot of time for podcasts.
Yes. Me as well. I usually listen to my podcasts like when I'm driving to and from work.
See, I don't have a car. I work from home.
Oh, wow. Can't beat that commute.
Yeah. And my kid's school is, my kid's school is like 6 minutes away. So like, I'm in the car for like 10 minutes a day at most. So unless your episode, I used to listen to Z1 podcast because it's like 8 minutes long usually. It was like the perfect podcast.
I've been releasing some shorter content recently. You may have heard of a McDonald's pack.
I have seen it. I have not listened yet, but.
Yeah, that dropped today, actually, while we're recording this on Saturday.
That's right, because it's Saturday.
Yeah. So why don't you delve a little bit more into yourself? Like, what are you all about?
What am I all about?
Yeah. Like, where are you from and stuff? Like, let's hear the whole lore. Let's hear the lore. Who is Chrissy?
The origin story of Chrissy.
The origin story.
I grew up in Northern Virginia. Very bougie Northern Virginia town. And had to get the fuck out of that town. I was like, I'm not going to die here. And a friend of mine went to school in Alabama. And for my 18th birthday, his parents flew me down to visit for my 18th birthday because his dad worked for American Airlines. Back then, you could get free plane tickets.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
This is totally dating myself. Like, if you worked for the airline, you could get free airline tickets. So I got to fly first class. That's probably the only time I've ever flown first class. And back then, it was cool. Like, I got, like, shrimp cocktail and, like, champagne, even though I wasn't even 18 yet.
Holy shit.
But, and I went and hung out at the University of Alabama for a week and fell in love with the campus. Like, it is very much a very gorgeous school, but I'd never been the South before, really. But I decided immediately I wanted to go into communications at the University of Alabama and transferred almost immediately because it was like my birthday's in September and, you know, I transferred for January. And I did the radio station there while I was there.
Oh,
and
shit.
Yeah, that was super fun.
So you've been behind the microphone for
I did theater. I did theater forever.
Oh, damn. So you have multiple talents then. You're the microphone, the tech savvy. You've also got some acting prowess.
I'm all right. But yeah.
I mean, you've been doing it for long enough. You're going to get good at it.
So I did acting for a long time. And then I went to university and I was like, oh, God, it'd be so cool. And I did the radio, which was really cool because like, I had no money, right? Because we're in college.
Right.
So all of my like entertainment was the radio station. Like I got to go to tons of concerts. Like I saw Bush for free and No Doubt for free.
George Bush?
No.
Which one?
Bush.
Junior or
it's
senior?
The 90s, babe. Come on.
Are you aging yourself?
I am aging myself. You're welcome. I look fantastic. You're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen you on Twitter posting your stuff.
Welcome
doing
to Twitter.
Pretty good over there.
But yeah, so that was a lot of fun. But then I met a guy, story as old as fucking time.
Right.
And he
right.
graduated college and moved to where I am now. And I'm not going to out that because I don't know. It just feels very personal.
123 Fake Address Lane.
Right. And I moved here with him and we broke up fairly shortly after that. But at that point, I was like, well, I'm here now. I might as well make it work. And here I am many years later. Settled, and I love where I am. I love my town a whole lot. But long story short, like I did the mom thing in my 30s, and I have two beautiful children, and I love them a lot. And then I woke up one day, and I was like, "Hey, you know what? I'm a person who does cool things. I should probably do cool things again."
Yeah.
And so, my best friend decided we should start a podcast, and we had a podcast studio here in town, so we went ahead and paid to go to a studio and have them, they created our logo and did all of our music. And all we had to do was record and then they would edit it and put it up on the web. And it was great. I mean, it wasn't cheap. Let's
be real. Much is all that? Like just doing all of that other stuff for you. That's got to be pretty convenient too.
Yeah. I mean, it was. And I think we paid $100 an hour, which isn't cheap, but it was, you know, we split the cost and she's a doctor. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you're good.
And she wanted to do it. So I was like, cool, we'll do that. And it was called Basic. And it was basically just us talking about basic women stuff. You know, we talked about like kids and tattoos and dogs and stuff. And
so is
it was
any
just
of that
a thing.
Still out floating anywhere?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's Basic with Chrissy and Maddie. It's definitely out there. We haven't recorded since pandemic because we got tired of talking about the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Discussed getting back together and starting it back up again with teenagers because we now have teenagers and that's a whole different bag of worms.
Totally.
So we did that for a while. And while we were doing that, we she's a huge fan of the Adventure Zone. She listens to a ton of podcasts, like a ton.
Does she listen to Wizard Scroll by any chance?
She does now because like we talk to you.
Yeah. That's right.
But she's a huge fan of Adventure Zone, and we were talking about it one day, and she was like, we game. We've gamed together for a very long time. We had a solid D&D group that we played with every week for many years. We're still very close friends with these men because we're the only women at the table.
Hold on one second. I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, no. Good, I'm pick up my phone.
Hello. I'm in the middle of recording something right now.
I'm on the podcast.
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Okay, Dick. Bye. That was my dad.
Oh.
He just wants me to, I'll be right back. I just gotta take
You're fine. Go ahead.
I gotta take the pork tenderloin out of the fridge and put it outside. Just give me one moment. Okay, I've returned.
You have returned.
Where were we?
Oh, goodness. Let me think.
You talking something about your friend recording something?
So she loves Adventure Zone, and so we've been gaming for a really long time, and we just one day we were like, man, we could totally do this. Like listening to the she finally made me listen. I was like, we could do this. Like we could play this game. I was like, but better yet, because we don't play D&D anymore. We haven't played D&D in many years. Don't at me. I'm not a big fan of D&D.
Yeah, honestly, me neither.
I don't like the mechanics. I've
played a few times,
mm-hmm.
like once or twice. And you know, it's fun for what it is, but like mm-hmm. it's pretty steep to like learn the intricacies. You have to have all these dice and mm-hmm. these sheets of paper and shit. Like it's very complex.
Yeah, it scratches some people's itches really well.
Yeah.
And for those people, great. I don't begrudge anybody for enjoying D&D. It's just not my cup of tea. We play a lot more of the fail forward storytelling type systems. And so we were talking about it and I was like, man, we could totally create an actual play with women playing at the table, because at the time there weren't very many women doing actual plays. It was, you know, all the dudes. And I was like, look, we are women of a certain age who game. Wouldn't it be amazing to show other people that we're out there and we are too playing these games? So we started up. Our GM is a guy friend of ours who's just really good at running games and he knows them really well. So we asked him to do it despite the fact that he wasn't a dame.
Right.
And so we recorded. So at the time, the podcast studio was moving from one location to another. And so we recorded once in the original studio, and then it moved across the street to another building, and we recorded once in that studio, and then the world shut down.
Oh, God.
And so we got basically 4 episodes primed and ready to go. We didn't want to give it up. We enjoyed what we were doing, so we went ahead and immediately ordered equipment. Waited about, God, it was like 6 weeks before I got equipment.
Oh, geez.
Because it was such a nightmare at that time.
Right.
Because of the pandemic. And finally we got equipment and we are all, the GM and his girlfriend were in a same space. And then Maddie, my best friend, was at her home and I was at my home and we were recording. But it was a nightmare because I'm the only tech person, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were all recording, like, they were accidentally recording through, like, their headsets or their web cameras. And it was
something
just,
like that happened similar to me
terrible.
Recently. It's yeah. not a good time when you record for an hour and 20 minutes with your boy.
And realize the
And then you realize,
shit.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I recorded from my laptop audio the whole time.
Right. And so we have a disclaimer on those. There's 8, I think it's 8 episodes, and all 8 of those episodes have a disclaimer that say this was recorded during pandemic. You know, forgive the quality. You get what
right.
you get, basically. Because it's a good story, and it was a fun story to listen to, but like, good Lord, I can't listen to them personally.
Yeah. I feel the same way about some of my older stuff. I first started during the pandemic as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I had been writing, for a year at that point. From March, I want to say February 2019 to March 2020, I just wrote every single day except for one day that whole year. And then by the end of that year, I had 16 episodes written out. And then the pandemic started and I was like, oh shit, well now I got all of this free time. This is just like the perfect timing. I just mm-hmm. so happened, I already had my blue snowball ice. I had done a few test runs. And then I was like, all right, now it's time to get started. I got to learn how to use Audacity now. And like,
right.
Just like the first like 8 weeks was just me figuring out what the fuck this software was about. And so I did an episode a week for 16 weeks. And then that was my first season.
Nice. Yeah, it's funny the number of people became podcasters during the pandemic.
Yeah, during the pandemic. And then a lot of people, I feel like, started and then like it didn't go anywhere for them. And then they just kind of stopped. And I feel like that's really unfortunate. Because during the pandemic, like, I met a lot of people who were starting their stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there was a few in particular that was like, oh, my God, this guy's actually, he's doing something really interesting and new.
Right.
And, like, I've never heard anything like this before. But then, like, their first episode drops, and then they've got a website, they've got everything going mm-hmm. on, and then a second episode never comes.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? Like, you got all this front load, you got all this back loading, like preparing all this shit. You don't even bother making an episode two. It's upsetting sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I think it's mostly that they don't realize the amount of work that's going to go into it, right?
A lot of work into it. And especially if it doesn't blow up instantly. That's just,
it's not gonna.
That's just a fact of life.
It's going to take years.
No one's listening to some average fucking schmo with a blue snowball ice sitting in his hallway.
Even if it's good, it's going to take time to make reach.
Exactly. But, I've been at this 3 years almost. I'm finally feel like I'm getting somewhere.
3 years is like the number. Like, yeah, I mean, we started in 2018. So I'm like, I feel this year especially. I'm like, no, I've got credit. Like, I've been doing this
you've
for
got,
a while.
Yeah, you got street cred now. Right, you got all these other podcasts under your
belt.
And I'm
in like a dozen of them.
You're the only female role in like fucking like five different podcasts or something.
Right, right. So, and I edit. Like, it's not like I'm just a voice actor.
You're
like,
a jack of all trades.
A Jill. Of all
Jill
trades.
Of all trades. I never heard that one before.
Well, I'm a tech girl for a very long time. So, in that process, like while we were recording Basic at this studio, his assistant quit.
Oh shit!
And I was like, I was self employed at the time, and I was like, hey, yo, I will do this job if you'll like record us for free and like. You know, pay me a little. And so I worked there for like 3 or 4 hours a day helping other podcasts edit. And like, and so he taught me how to do, that's how I know how to do editing now is because this other person showed me how to do it. And I just kind of picked his brain. I did that for about 6 months. And then of course it shut down because of the world. And then his business folded, unfortunately.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
well,
he was unhappy anyway,
and he decided to move to Florida. So it really wasn't, I mean, pandemic
no way.
Just,
that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Pandemic just kind of helped make that happen. Good for him. I hope he's living his greatest life. And frankly, I miss having a studio, but really that's all I miss because I do everything else, and I like having that power and that control over
exactly.
it. But I know how to do it now. Like, I've now since upgraded everybody's mics. We're all on Zooms now. And I mean, Shure's now. And, and so we did okay. Dames did fine for quite a while, decently, you know, for what it was. And I wasn't looking for anything big. This was a hobby. And then in 2021, we were at the beach. Maddie and I, we go to the beach every year together. And I was like, I really think, because she was like, how do we build our growth? And I was like, I really think we have to get on Twitter. I was like, I hate to even say it because the last thing I want to do is learn another stupid social media platform. But
hate Twitter.
I really think we're going to have to get on Twitter. And so we did a quick video and did a couple things on Twitter like once or twice that day at the beach and immediately got 100 downloads that day. Now we were
that's awesome.
We were at like 2 or 3 downloads a day at that point. Yeah. So like that was
that's
huge for us. We were like, what the fuck happened? I was like, see, I told you it's Twitter. And so I spent the next like 6 or 7 months just like living on Twitter for Danger Dames and just constantly doing self-promotion Saturday and follow Friday and TTRPG Rising Thursday and just following the hashtags. I found Discord and found some great Discord channels that I was just in everybody's fucking face as much as I could be. Hey, here's Chrissy from Danger Dames. Please listen to my really small little podcast. And then one day I was on Twitter and saw a post from Omega Star 7 saying, we're now looking to fill a female role for our podcast. And I looked at it for a minute. And I was like, hey, cross promotion, right? Somebody else's audience? I can do that. And so I messaged him. I was like, hey, I might be interested in doing this. My very first DM on Twitter, y'all. I'm not kidding. It was the first time I'd ever DM'd somebody on Twitter. So I didn't do it right.
The first
and I was like,
of
I don't
many.
Even know what I'm doing. I'm so sorry. And so Skylar and I were talking, and he's like, okay, well, here's what. Back then, they were still very much improv only. And so he's like, he gave me a rundown of what was going on. He's like, now just make some stuff up and let me hear it. So I had to listen to the podcast to really grasp what he was looking for in this character, because I'm a Virgo perfectionist. So I'm not going in halfway.
Right.
And so I listened to the entire first season, which is an actual play. And audio quality is garbage. So it was not easy to listen to, but I did it. And I'm glad I did it, because there's so much lore in it. But and I've since listened to it again. But so I immediately like recorded what I thought I would do, and I sent it in. He was like, holy shit, you nailed it. And I was like, cool, cool, cool. He's like, you're in? I'm like, yeah, that sounds like fun. And at that time, Moxie was not supposed to be a main character. She was going to be a background story only for growth for the main character. That was it. And
I mean, as you get more involved, like they're just like, all right, we need you more. Like, this is great.
Yeah. I mean, long story short, like I fell in love with the show. It really scratches a lot of the itches. I am a huge fan of like I love sci-fi anyway. But like the Orville. Have you seen the Orville?
I've heard of it. It's like that Star Trek thing, right?
It's Star Trek, but by Seth MacFarlane. So
yes,
it's like,
I've heard of it.
It's Star Trek, but with Seth MacFarlane's humor, but it's not stupid like his other stuff. It's
right.
Very funny, and it's very
this
witty.
This is Family Guy funny moments number 34. This is like some good stuff.
Right, and especially the second season when they moved to Hulu. But so it resonated there, and I was like, oh, this is great. Once we got past the nut jokes, which everybody who's ever listened to us talk about it knows that Chrissy loves those nut jokes. But I really did. I fell in love with the show. And so I always tease anybody who's a Supernatural fan, I'm a total Becky about it. Becky was the huge Supernatural book fan. And I would constantly message Skylar and ask him questions about what's coming and what's the plan with Moxie. And I would just badger him to death. And then I'd be like, what if this thing happened? I woke up this morning and I had this idea. What do you think about this idea? And it just started to like spiral. And so he started writing scenes because I was so excited about it. And she just started to become more and more important because I embodied her so much. Like I was so passionate about her story that she became part of the story. And in the end, like even the way that the season ends or the series ends this season was an idea I had. I had it like, God, it was like March of last year.
And it finally comes to fruition, yeah.
Yeah, where I was like, you know what'd be really cool? And then he was like, no, we're not going to go that route. And then the fucker one day was like, hey, by the way, this is what we're going to do. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
He planted the seed, and now he just grew it in his mind. And then
yeah, and then he moved and got a new job, and he was like, hey, do you? I need more help because I have this new job. And I was like, I'm in. And
right.
So now, I mean, I spend most of my nights sitting on a call like this where we write scripts. It's been a little less the last month because we're between seasons.
Right. I've been in there a few of those calls, and we had a good time. We always have a good time.
Yeah, when we're priming up for a season, though, we'll meet almost every night for at least 2 hours. Some nights it just ends up going sideways, and we just enjoy each other's company, which is good, too, because it helps build our, like, camaraderie. But
exactly.
They're great guys. I really enjoy working with them. It's Omega Star is my home. Like, it's probably my main Discord that I spend time in because, you know, Moxie will always be my favorite special place.
Yeah. I feel like Zoots McKenzie for me is probably similar. Like, it started out as like, Skylar's like, hey, Chris, here's a, we want you to just come in and just like scream in the mic for a half hour and just give us what you got. And he gave me the script and he's like, all right, just go fucking bananas. And I did it, and he was like, all right, yeah, this is great. We're going to run with this. And then now, all of a sudden, like, Zoots McKenzie, I didn't realize that was going to be, like, a recurring thing.
No, we didn't
but
either.
It was just such a good role. Like, who knows? Maybe he'll be the main character by season 2 or 3.
You never know. Yeah, especially with our world. You never know. No, but that was the best thing is, like, yeah, it's the same thing with Moxie. It's like, sometimes if a character just speaks, you're like, oh, no, we got to give them room now. That's why when I wrote that Moxie scene, I was like, it's got to be Zoots. Like, he's already become a character. Why create something new?
The head of Star Runner Records. I'm already here.
And she's a singer, so why wouldn't it be Zoots? So this makes sense.
It was a match made in heaven.
Right. So gross. And then in that process, I also, so Keir plays the voice of Vax, who is the bad guy in season one.
Yes.
And he has his own podcast and has like, he has like five shows in his podcast.
Holy
like,
fucking shit.
He's an ambitious writer. And he was like, hey, do you want to be the bad guy in this show of mine? And I was like, well, I'm not British, but sure, I'll give it a roll. And so I auditioned. Well, no, first he was like, guys, I want you guys to audition for this. And it was some dude role. And Skylar was like, I'm in. I was like, oh, so says you. It's on. And I was more like a competition with Skylar to see who could get the role.
You're getting the male role?
Yeah, because it annoys me that roles are male or female specific. And there's so very few female ones. And so I was just in it. I was like, nah, now it's on. Like, we're going. And I auditioned for that role. And Kira was like, could you please do my bad guy? And I was like, ooh, I like a good bad guy. Let's do it. And
did he want like a British voice for it?
No, and I do a very, like, it's very sultry is what I do. Hello, hello, hello. No, I'm never going to do a British or Irish accent. I will never, unless I get voice acting lessons on how to do them properly, I do not want to offend anyone.
Right.
Skylar's very brave to do the Australian accent. I am not going to do an accent. I can do like Jersey, I can do Philly, I can do Southern. I am not gonna do.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a similar boat, but I just don't care. Like I've done a Spanish, I've done a Spanish accent. I've done all sorts of accents.
I've done Russian.
Plenty of female roles as well that I've.
Oh, I hate that so much. Keir was doing all his females, and I was like, please stop doing that. Please let me do all your females from now because it hurts my feelings. But yeah, no, Nilfrit is she's a goddess.
Hey there, big boy.
No, she's awful and destructive and doesn't want anything from you. She's cool, but the problem was she was only in one show and now she's in all five of them. And so
the same like, character?
Yes.
She's transcending realms. That's fucking awesome.
It's all the same world, but it's like different stories from that world. And so he was like, guess what? I just put her in the show too. I was like, God damn it, Keir, this is a lot. But I love Keir very much and I will do whatever I can for him. So that's where my second show came in. And then I auditioned randomly for Path of Dragons, I think is what the podcast is called. And it's another bad guy. And her name is Laughing Sally. And the episode has not come out yet. And I'm so excited for it because it's the most bizarre voice I've ever done because it's a little bit Harley Quinn meets like My Little Ponies, I guess.
What?
Yeah, it's like Fluttershy meets Harley Quinn.
Well, now I got to hear this.
Yeah.
What's your – any – would you care to spoil us for a little bit?
I can't remember the lines, but it was like, oh, darling, aren't you amazing? I can't believe you're here. Oh, I'm going to kill you.
Kind of thing. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, he was like, I want you to fluctuate back and forth between like fluttery and evil. And he sent me some animes to like base it off of. And I was like, okay, Fluttershy and Harley Quinn. And I can't wait for that episode to come out because it's been almost a year since I recorded it. And so I'm anxious to hear it. And then, so I have Keir.
I bet when you listen back to it, though, you're going to be like, oh, fuck, I could have done such a better job.
I always hate to listen to myself. Except for Moxie. I don't mind Moxie because she's my own voice.
Right, yeah. You don't need to, like, do a voice for that. It's just what you sound like.
Right. And I can act decently, I think. But
no, yeah, you're doing a great job with all with what I've heard of you on Omega Star 7. I was like, oh, damn. She's got some acting chops.
She's got some chops. But and Wander. I did Wander too. So with my Russian accent.
Your Russian.
My Russian.
Well, speaking of Russian, I don't know accent. If this is too topical, but I recently found out that my show's doing pretty well in Ukraine at the moment. I'm like number 39 on Apple Podcasts
awesome.
Over there.
I don't know
how the fuck that happened.
Where was it? There was somewhere in Africa that Danger Dames was like number one in, oh God, it was some random city in Africa. And I was like, really? Oh, okay, cool.
You gotta find your niche.
I know. And I have one person downloading me a whole lot in Japan. And I'm pretty sure I know who it is. Because like, I know he lives in Japan and I know he listens. So I'm like, okay, that must be, oh good. Jason's been listening
guy.
A lot today. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's another podcaster. So I was like, oh, this is cute. But yeah, and then what happened was it was Ian from Neon Shadows
yes.
is doing a new show. And he posted on all the on the Twitters and the Discords, I'm going to do a new show. I'm casting for this new show. Everybody keep an eye out. And then he posted the cast list or the audition list. And it was like two females and then all men. And I have a female voice acting Discord I created, or females and non-binary, like basically no dudes.
Right.
Discord I created for voice actors for us to help each other find roles. And he posted it and everybody lost their fucking mind. They were so mad because they were like, what's this shit? The only two roles were ditzy females of like no
substance.
Substance, yeah. No, yeah. They were just side pieces. And all the women were really mad. And so I navigated it for a little while talking to them on that. And then all of our boys in the Omega Star 7 Discord started talking about it and how they were going to audition.
Roles?
No, just that they were auditioning. And I got irritated. And so I was like, how about I audition for the main role?
The male role, yeah.
Yeah, and everybody was like, oh, Moxie for the win. And they were like, da-da-da-da-da.
I think I was in there for that.
Yeah, everybody was like, yeah, you should totally do that. And I was like, I'm going to fucking do it. And so I did. And I messaged Ian, and I was like, hey, I want you to know what is happening. Because you are a friend of the show. I want you to be aware the women are very upset. I'm going to audition for this just to make a point. And he was like, cool. No, I appreciate that. I'll rephrase it. Let people know that any gender can audition for these roles. And he rephrased it and did great. Like it wasn't intentional. It's just no offense to you. It's a male thing.
As a male, it's hard to write a believable female role.
No, it's not. You just write a role. It doesn't matter if it's a male or a female.
Right. Like, I feel like
you just have to remember, just write a role. Whoever voices it. I mean, unless you're talking literally about a baby falling out of your vagina or slapping your dick around, it doesn't matter who does the voice.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Like, unless you're talking about something really anatomical, it doesn't matter who does the voice. Anybody can play the role. And so that's a hard thing to remember, especially when you're focused on your own gender. Like, and so... we have to remember that also for our non-binary people and stuff like that. That's very important these days as we navigate through these new waters, is to just remember anybody can play a role. It doesn't have – just because in your head you're saying
as long as it sounds like it's a good role.
As long as they sell the story.
If you can deliver it in a way that's – it doesn't have to be believable, but you can be like it's passable.
Right.
You know, like I've done plenty of female roles on my own. And, like, I don't sound like a woman, but I feel like I've done a pretty decent job for what the pipes that I have, you know?
So I auditioned for the part, and then he didn't even release the cast yet. He re-messaged me, and he was like, hey, that was amazing. I would really love you to do this other role. It's not the lead, but it's still a main character. And it was a male character that he revamped to be a female. And it's a paid gig, so I totally took it.
Shit. Nice.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, count me in. Now, we haven't started recording that yet because he's doing a GoFundMe – or not GoFundMe, but a
– Indiegogo?
Yeah. He's doing something to, like, raise funds.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So that hasn't happened yet, but that's another one that I'm in. And then Brad Williams does the Once Upon a Wasteland podcast. It is
I've heard of them as
Fallout 76 inspired storyline.
Yes,
of two women
it sounds
who
very
love.
Familiar.
Yeah, it's pretty popular, and Brad's very active in the community. And so he and I talk a lot about tech and whatever on Discord. I interact with a lot of these people, if nothing else, to learn and to schmooze. You know, it's all about the building relationships, right?
That's always a good thing.
And so he and I were talking. Well, one day suddenly I got a DM in Discord. I never get DMs in Discord, and I don't really like DMs because I'm like, I'm a female. Like, we know where this is
like
going to go.
Some random guy sliding your DMs.
Right. And so I got a DM, and I was like, nope, click, because I didn't recognize who it was, whatever. And like 2 seconds later, he messaged me. He was like, hey, a friend of mine wants to reach out to you. He has a podcast, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, oh, I think he just did. And I told him no. Tell him to try again. and so Lawrence is the one in charge of the MODIS files. And it is also a Fallout 76 inspired podcast. And he was like, I have this character, Trader Red. She's from Appalachia. She's a tough broad. I would love to, Brad totally recommends you. I would love to see if you would like to do this role. And I was like, okay, sure. And he sent me an, like two or three lines to take. And I took them. And I don't tend, it's funny. I live in the South. I have a Southern accent if I let it go. But when I try to do it on purpose, it's rubbish. And so I was a little apprehensive to do it. And so I was like, all right. And he gave me like three lines and I did them. And he was like, I would like a little something more. And I processed that very hardly. I don't like criticism at all as a person, but I'm growing as a person. I was like, no, this is important. He's telling you how you could be better. You should absorb this. That's how he presented it. But like my initial instinct is to be like, my feelings are hurt. And I was like, no. He's
fuck
trying
you. I was stellar. What do you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm Moxie like, Rebel, goddammit.
I'm Moxie Rebel, motherfucker.
I'm Proxy Rebel, too.
And Proxy and Rhonda.
Hello, my name is Proxy Rebel.
When are you whipping that one out?
Soon. And then he sent me a whole, like, it's, God, it was like 20 pages or something. It's 16 minutes of dialogue.
Oh, geez.
To read over. And I did it. And her story is so fucking cool. And she's so cool that I was like, oh, no, I'm. And then he started sending me like character art. He was like, here's what she looks like. And he just kept sending me pictures. I was like, does this mean I have the role? Or is he just really excited about this character? I don't know what's going on here. like, I even talked to a friend. I was like, I don't know what's happening. And he's like, well, maybe he's just excited. I was like, I think that's what's happening. But do I have the role or not? And he's like, I'm not deciding till Monday. And I was like, okay, fair enough. But I recorded all of it. And I felt it came out really, really good. She's a very complex character and it was fun to play. And when he finally he was like, look, I'm so sorry, there was no question, like, you were it the second I heard it, but I had to give the other people a chance. I was like, thank you, well, that's great.
Yeah, so that was you posted that on Twitter, something about that role.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, yeah, the, I was like,
I think just, I replied to that
just,
tweet too,
just call me Red. Yeah, that was yeah, I recorded that it. Today because it was a this is the, she's been in two episodes before this, but I only had like three or four lines in those other episodes, and this is the first episode where I had 16 pages of lines today to take. And so
that's a lot of pages.
Yeah, this is the backstory of Red. And but yeah, but his community loves this character so much that there is copious amounts of character art. She's not even been in the show yet. He plays Fallout 76 with this community and plays as her a lot. And so he takes pictures of her doing stuff in the game, and they just built this whole like backstory about her. And so like the minute I got cast and he told people who was playing Red, I started getting DMs.
Oh, geez.
From people being like, we're so excited to hear you. And I was like, this is wow. This is very
great.
Cool.
That's all really
wanted,
cool.
All I wanted to do was be like, loved, so this is amazing. And so she and he just hit 500,000 downloads for his show.
Fuck, that's
so
awesome.
Like,
congrats.
Yeah, like, and Red is only getting bigger and bigger in the show, and like I said, she's well loved by him especially and their community, that he's just like, oh, I think I'm gonna do a mini series about her, and I'm gonna do that. I was like, okay, oh, like, hold on. Like, I got so many hours to give you, my friend. But but no, like, so Red is just the best. And so yeah, so basically I was on a show the other day and he was like, well, just give me your top three. And I was like, okay, so my top three are Danger Dames, Omega Star 7, and Modus Files. And all the rest are just extras that I get to do for fun. I've been on a couple of shows for interviews like yours. Right. And then Kier also created, because he's a maniac, we're doing an actual play review podcast where me, him, and another guy named Dylan are listening to actual plays and then discussing them.
Oh, my. That's interesting that you say that, because Wizard Scroll has done an RPG style, like one episode I had done.
Yeah.
And I'd be really curious to hear what you have to say about it. Have you ever heard of Space Kings? It is a really, really nice RPG style, like similar to D&D, but really not at all. It uses a deck of cards instead of dice. So like if you draw, like, let's say you have a deck of cards, a standard 52 plus your two jokers, and you pull cards out of the deck, and then based on what you drew, it would be how well you do your task. So right. If you succeed, it was based on whether or not you get any good, like, king, queen, jack, or ace.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
So it's a really,
now.
Really interesting, yeah. What's it called? Pretend Friends is the name of the show that uses the, like, introduced it to me. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to them for better part of 5 years at this point, and I was like, okay, well, yes, it's a very, very funny show. I've been listening to the guys who run it for a decade at this point, like, with the various shows that they've done over the years.
Right.
And, like,
'cause that's how it goes.
Right. In the Space King system, it's easy enough. You can listen to a few episodes of the show. You already know how to play. I had never played before, and I was able to DM something with a friend of mine for an episode, and it was a really fun time.
Nice.
I was able to teach him how to do it too, like at the same time, like we're both learning on the fly.
That's awesome.
Very easy pick up and play. I would highly recommend it if that's something that you'd be interested in running at some point.
I'm a player, I'm not a runner. But forever player. I know they always talk about forever DMs. I ran one game. I ran a monster of the week for the dames because we were trying to rotate and have each one of us take a turn at doing it just to be able to say like we'd done it. I don't like it. I like
it's
acting.
So much math to keep track of.
I like acting. And so that's really where the gaming comes into play for me is like I get to pretend to be somebody else and I like getting to pretend to be somebody else. And I think that that's why I'm not going to say I'm the greatest actor at all, but I think that's why I do a decent job is because
you can say that.
I enjoy wearing the skin of my characters.
I am the most humble actress I know, okay?
I'm like, so very humble with my
loud
great.
And proud. You got to
so
go
good.
For it. You're the best out there.
But I think that's one of the reasons why I do a pretty decent job is because I love wearing the skin of my characters and just being them. Like I embody them. Like for the 10, 20 minutes or whatever that I play them, I am that person.
Right.
And I always say that Moxie's not me. I just play her. But like when I am being Moxie, I am fucking Moxie.
Of course.
I love her. And that's the other thing is I see them as people. Like Red is now a person to me and has her own tribulations and trials and hardships. And oh, that was the other thing. Like when we were trying to figure out how the end of Omega Star 7 went, I asked him one time, I was like, where is this going to go? Because I cannot see how these two people have lived this 10 years separated, doing this awful shit for so long. Just go back to having breakfast together. Like, you don't just go back to normalcy when you've lived such a weird story. Like, that's boring. When you've lived exciting for so long, what do you do next? You don't see Moxie and Slip having eggs in the kitchen together. Spegs, yeah. But that sounds terribly boring to me. Like, they've lived such weird, exciting lives. So I was like, where is this going to go? And he was like, well, where do you think it's going to go? And I was like, well, and I told him my idea for the ending. And he was like, I'm going to tell you this. I once had this idea, but it seemed too dark. And I was like, no, I love it. I think that's exactly the route it should go. And that's basically where we went with it. But like, we had to have a lot of discussion about it to be like, are we okay with this? But like I said, it just seemed so foreign that this person would like have this crazy fucking life and then just,
just be like, yeah, okay,
cool. I'm going to be your housewife now. No.
Of course not.
They're either going to go off and be pirates together or they're going to die in a blaze of glory. It has to be one or the other.
Exactly.
But
I feel like you guys handled the ending of that show very, very well.
Yeah, Skylar had a really clear idea of how he wanted to do it. And God, it came out so beautifully. But playing that last episode with Moxie was the most emotional thing I've ever done. Because it was a very emotional episode, but also because like it was saying goodbye to her. And she came to me at a time in my life, I've said this so many times, it feels gross, when I didn't know I needed her. And she just helped me in so many ways that I can't even express.
I can totally see that.
Yeah.
And you know, like Wizard Scroll doing that for as long as I have.
Yeah.
That saved me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't really say this very much, but like if I hadn't done what I did back when I started, I have no fucking idea what my life would be like right now.
Right.
But I know it would be a miserable existence.
Right.
I wouldn't be doing things that I enjoy. Like, I would be sitting, I'd be watching YouTube videos about video games and be playing video games, and that would be it.
Yeah, she helped me find myself, and that's
exactly
why I'm on 1,200 shows now, because I'm a maniac. I just really like doing it. It scratches all the right itches. I like
exactly.
The tech of it. I like the acting of it. I am probably a little bit overstretched at the moment and have to try to reel that in somehow. But I'm not really certain how at this moment, because I don't want to give any of it up. But
I mean, you gotta find a right balance.
Right. Because I'm also a mom of two children. So.
Yeah, that definitely does not help your situation. Because yeah, if you spread yourself too thin for too long, it burns you out.
Yeah.
And then you're not performing at the level you want to be at. You're not in the right mindset to do it right.
Right.
I feel like I've overcome some stuff like that, where like all of last month was just a shit show for me.
Yeah, me too.
And I feel like I'm finally turning a corner. I'm finally I got a work-life balance that makes a little bit more sense. I'm not killing myself over this show or anything of that sort. I'm just kind of doing it at a pace that's manageable.
Right.
And taking time for myself.
Danger Dames came out 2.5 weeks ago. I usually do a 2-week rollout, and I didn't get one out this week. And I paused for a minute. I was like, I really should get this out. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give myself the grace and just go ahead and do 3 weeks and be okay with that. Because
right.
Like,
you have to.
I'm the only one editing, and they'll fuss at me about like getting it out. But I'm like, guys, like, you're not doing it. So like, fuck off.
Yeah, Wizard Scroll started as a weekly show.
I couldn't do it. No, there's no way.
Imagine like.
Yeah. Are they an hour long?
Wizard Scroll, when I first started, it was a half hour.
Okay.
It was, and I would do one. I would record everything, edit everything, add the music, all of the sound effects, and do it myself. And that would take me like 4 days straight.
Yeah. No, I believe it.
And then I would release one on Monday. And then I would like Tuesday was just I was dead. And then Wednesday I would start up again. And I did that for 16 straight weeks.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like when I was right in the throes of Dames and the thing is like so Dames had a hiccup February of last year. We were recording season 3 and one of our players ended up having to leave. And so the show went on hiatus because we didn't know if we were going to move forward or not. And so it was hard for me because the Dames were everything for me prior
right,
to Megastar.
Right, that's your baby.
Right.
That's
and
your
so
show.
I was like, fuck. It just kind of broke me a little bit. And so we were offline. And I didn't do much with Twitter because of it. I didn't have anything to talk about. And that's actually when my Twitter started firing up, which is a whole nother bag of worms. But
I'll link that in the description.
No,
if you're
do not
curious.
Do that. Well, at least do the professional one, please. Not
right,
the
of course, of
one.
Course.
I had to separate it all.
I didn't know you had two Twitters, honestly.
That's new. That was last week. I just literally just separated them. So
all right,
I realized
I'll
that I probably
that.
Should
I'll
get
link.
My ass. I realized I should probably get my ass off of my professional Twitter. To be fair, full disclosure, I'm working on squats and I've been showing off my butt because
oh, damn.
I'm
I've
very
been working
proud
on my,
of my work.
So. Been working on my squats as well. You know, that's something you should be proud of. You're working on your body.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
I'm doing 100 pounds 4 times a day, 15
that's pretty
sets.
Fucking good.
Yeah, it's, I was like,
every day you're doing squats?
I do. I'm going to take today off because I just finished a week. But yeah, I do 4 sets of 15. I'm up to 100 pounds for each set.
That's really nice.
And I'm 4'11".
Holy shit. Wow. Yeah, that's even
more
impressive.
Weigh 120 pounds. So, like, it's a lot.
That's almost your whole body weight. That's
fucking
insane.
Yeah. So,
comparatively, like, I do, like, maybe a little over half my body weight, but I'm, like, 6'1", 250.
Yeah, I'm a little.
Yeah,
lean,
you're a little smaller than that.
it was just was the thing that I decided to do, and then I started getting very obsessed with my results and wanted to show everybody my results. I'm like, I'm so
I love one of my favorite things now that I can like do squats and stuff and like leg day in general. I love just feeling up my own thighs when I'm walking around the house. that's one of my favorite things. It's like,
no,
oh my god!
You're like, look at this muscle
definition.
Yeah,
oh my god!
Is
look at this fucking guy. In
I
the
take
mirror.
A bath. I take a bath every night and I'll sit in the bath and be like, oh, people should see this. This is amazing. No, in fact, I posted a picture yesterday. I try to, most weeks when I end a week, I will post a like accountability picture is what I call it to like see my results.
Right.
And I posted one yesterday on my new account. Now I've been doing this on my old account, which opened in 2007. So I've had it for a very long time. I'm very old. But I only just started using it last year. But I posted this picture last night on my new account and it immediately got flagged by Twitter.
Oh my.
They were like, this is inappropriate. And I was like, here's an exercise video. Fuck you. But I've posted way worse on my other account. So I was like, you've got to be. And I've seen way worse.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there's worse out there.
I mean, I've seen dicks aplenty.
Just straight up.
So I don't know why my underwear was flaggable, other than the fact that that ass is just hot. But it's like, apparently it's just too hot for Twitter. But
That's an honor if you think about it.
I guess. It's
like,
just very
one
annoying.
Of Twitter's mods saw that and they were like, all right, yeah, all right, no, girl, so we got to cool
like,
the jets
cool
here.
Cool the jets down. Like, you're going to stir up the people.
Yeah.
Rise up, my brothers. But yeah. So, yeah, I went off on a tangent about my Twitter account, which I don't like to talk about because it's
all right, mess. Everyone, give that that professional Twitter a follow.
Yeah, it's X Chrissy X. Yeah.
We'll keep that private one under wraps.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that's basically, I was like, I gotta, because again, I'm starting to get reached out by people for interviews and other discussions, and I would like to get my voice acting up and stuff. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, hey, here's my
ass. I saw your ass on Twitter. Would you like a voice acting role?
I mean, that'll definitely get me some jobs, but it might
not the
not
right
give
ones.
Me
yeah,
good jobs. So it became a thing where I was like, it might be time to separate the two, and so now I have to maintain 4 Twitter accounts.
Jesus.
Well, because I have Dames.
You have Dames. You got what else?
Chrissy, and then Omega Star. I help with Omega Star.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I don't do a lot with Omega Star. But... yeah, that's Skylar helps me with that too. But. And they are the funny ones. I am not the funny one. This is the joke, is I'm not the funny one.
Right, but like every I feel like every comedy related thing, it needs somebody who's like more grounded.
The straight man. Yeah.
The straight man, yeah, or the straight woman rather.
Right. I am always the straight man. Yeah, for sure, sure. I am funny. I just have
you can
to
cut back.
You can do the voice if you want to. You can do funny little voice.
No, the worst thing
when
is when
I came in and I just fucking did that in a serious fly boy.
No, the worst is basically what happens is if they do something obscurely stupid and funny and I laugh,
then
we're
it's
in trouble because it's in because I'm like, oh shit, I laughed. Damn it. Because I think it's all funny. Like I have very irreverent humor. I always joke that I have like dude humor, but like I do. I think it's hilarious, but yeah, if I laugh, it stays in. They're like, oh, Chrissy's laughing. I'm like, fart.
That means it's good, yeah.
I should not have laughed. Because there are a few times. Where, no, there was one time. There was a joke we cut. There was a joke about spunk.
Oh, that
my. I was like, no. But I laughed. Like, when they told the joke, I laughed. I was like, guys, no.
Well, like space punk or something?
Yeah, yeah, it was funk, but we do spa with
space
everything.
Funk.
So it became spunk, and they were like, yeah, you're sitting in it. And I was like, oh no. We're not doing this. It's not a thing we're doing. Guys, I'm putting my foot down. I was like, I have to put my foot down. That's gross. Please don't do that. And James agreed with me, and so it did not get in the episode. But yeah, we were going to have Trey sitting some spunk, and I was like, I don't want to do that. But yeah, so not everything makes it. Most things make it though,
right?
Because I don't rain a lot of hurt on them. Like they're funny,
right?
And they make me laugh a lot.
It's a funny show. Like if I wasn't part of the show, I'd probably still be listening to it.
Like I said, I love it. I re-listen.
It's great.
I re-listened to season 0 multiple times, despite its quality, and I've re-listened to most episodes several times. I very much enjoy the show, and I what we have coming is very exciting.
Oh my god, yeah.
The
all the anthologies. Yeah,
we're doing a season of anthologies, basically. I think we have 7 or 8 of them scheduled now.
Does that include the 4-parter as
no,
four,
so that's
or is that
one.
As one?
That's one.
So that's so, 4 plus like 7 more. That's,
yeah,
that's
so we
really
have that
you're going to be.
Basically what happened was we have that the one that you are helping us with, which is huge and beautiful. And then we have that one's incredible. Like as I put it
that
together,
one's
it's
fucking great.
Really
yeah.
good.
We reading wrote, through the script with you guys that night was awesome. And
yeah, I
like just
the
got
table
the,
reads. I'd like to keep that up. I thought that
was
fun.
Yeah, the table reads is fun because I went in there with a roll already and I left with another roll.
Right.
That was fucking awesome.
Welcome when to guys, Star.
When I just broke out with the fucking with the doc voice.
The robot, still the best.
It's gonna be a fan favorite for sure.
And then Luna wrote one. We've already recorded. I'm pretty sure that one's done. Like, I'm pretty sure that one is ready to be posted, but
that's
it's second. And then James is writing one. And then Graham is writing one. I've written one.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Wizard Scroll one-on-one with Mr. Scroll. Chris.
This is on your head.
Which guy's it?
Right there.
Oh, there you are.
What's up?
What's up?
What's going on? Who is this, Alan? Am I close?
No, this is Chrissy.
Chrissy. Oh, it's a girl?
It's a girl.
Wow. I'm Christopher.
Hello, Christopher.
I taught Christopher everything he knows. Where are you? I don't see you.
Do I need to put my video on? I can put a video on. I have my camera. Here, look.
Where are you located?
I'm in
Fafafogi. Oh, Tennessee. Nice. Chris, road trip.
I don't know. You guys are in Florida. Like, maybe I'll come there.
More than welcome. Well, you have a good day. Knock
you
this
too.
Guy out. Bye.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's their job. You know that, right?
Right, of course. I can't tell you how many times that's happened. Like, I remember last year I was recording the 420 special with Skylar and Gavin.
420.
And it was the 420 special. My dad just comes in and he's like, he goes to Skylar. He's like,
your dad's cool.
How many pounds does the average dick weigh? Straight up. And then he's like, oh, like 2 pounds.
I'm in,
like,
man. It's
and
great.
He's like, what, you got a scale in your mouth?
Oh,
he's
no.
been telling people that same
now.
Joke
I'm back out.
since before I was born. That's just been his go-to, and I fucking gets me every time because you don't expect it.
No, that's I'm out.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
So what were you just saying? Because I feel like that just kind of disrupted a lot.
I don't remember now. I'm so sorry. I get easily distracted. Something I don't about, have ADHD like the boys.
Something
but
about
I,
Flyboy?
I don't know. Like,
I think you were talking
about...
We were
talking about how fun the live reads were.
Yeah. Live reads, yes.
So we're like, Luna's written one, Graham's written one, I wrote one, and it's written, but we have to still, like, I have to have Skylar put his polish on it because, like, he
technically
knows
I wrote one.
Have you?
Yeah, well, Bar Rescue in Space, yeah.
Oh, right. And
I had written that for your first round of anthologies.
We're
and it
using
never came
that.
Out.
That's actually
yes.
Out.
That's during the Q&A.
No, he's turning that thing into a fucking extravaganza. It's insane.
Oh my god.
It was an hour long Q&A. He's cut it down to a 20-minute Q&A, and then there's just a whole bunch of other shit. I don't even know.
No, it's gonna be fucking great. I was in the cutting room with Skylar and James like a couple weeks ago, and they were going at it.
But yeah, so I know. So like I said, I think we have like 7 different anthologies, and we've already written 3. Don't quote me. I think 3 episodes for the next season.
Oh wow! So you guys are going ahead.
Yeah, no, we already
got
know
a backlog
coming.
Written. That's really nice.
We already have our. I mean, frankly, the anthologies, and you know what the anthology is basically about. Are the precursor to what's coming in the next season.
Oh, shit. I want to be as much in the dark as possible, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless, of course, you want me to be, you know, as a role, in which case, fuck,
right.
I'm
no,
there.
It's hard. No, that was the hardest thing is because I listened to the show, and so I would just do Moxie scenes, and then I'd wait and listen to the episode, but then eventually I got brought in on the writing.
As
and
a
I
writer,
like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, now I, like, know. But it's still, like, hearing it come to life, especially, like, coming from my cuts, which I then hand to Skylar, and hearing his polish and then handing that to Graham and hearing the final touches is such an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Like, and I have, like, we have a video or an audio of the, like, a clip, all three of us.
Yeah, I saw that one on Instagram a couple months ago.
It's just neat. Because like I said, it was like, and I'm the only one who really hears that difference because of where I'm at in the editing process.
Right. You're right at the beginning.
Right. So I hear it and I'm like, oh, I mean, it sounds okay. We're great. I mean, actors, whatever, but ugh, you know, like whatever. And then Skylar will touch it and I'll be like, oh, holy crap.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Like, and when he tosses his synths in there and shit, like and all the music.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
really fucking talented.
Graham
with that.
Adds the panning and I'm like, oh, I'm over it, guys. This is amazing. Especially those last, oh, God, those last like 5 or 6 episodes were just.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Brilliant. Like, I don't mean to be like, my show is amazing, but man, those last episodes were
fuck
just
it. Flaunt that
so
shit.
Good. I'm like, why aren't more people listening? You guys don't understand. This is a really good show.
Yeah.
But I would talk about, in fact, some guy, a fan DM'd me on Twitter. Again, I'm always a little apprehensive about DMs in general. And this one guy was like, hey, can I talk to you about Omega Star 7? I was like, oh, God, yes. I was like, I will talk your ear off about my baby. So, yes. And I've made several friends this way. It's very strange. Like,
that's
I have
fucking awesome.
One of my best friends now, I will hands down say that he is one of my very best friends, found Dames through Discord. I'm sorry, Reddit. And joined us on Discord. And then he started listening to Omega Star 7, joined the Omega Star 7 Discord. And I mean, he and I talk daily about everything, life
that's
in general.
Awesome.
But yeah, but like I met him through that. And then I have another friend that also through Reddit reached out to me. He's like, hey, Omega Star 7, can I ask you some questions? This guy was precious because he was like, can I ask you some questions about the show? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, do you do any of the voices? I was like,
kinda, yeah.
I'm Moxie. And he was like, oh my God,
oh my
I'm
God,
so stupid.
Fuck it, what? I've made a lot of friends through doing my show as well. A lot yeah. of. I feel like lifelong friends mm-hmm. at this point. Mm-hmm. Like some of my best friends I found through Reddit.
Right.
Reddit. Like
strangest thing, right?
I had just finished my first, I had come out with my Christmas special. My first Christmas special in 2020. And then all of a sudden I go on Reddit and this guy DMs me on Reddit. He's like, yo, this show is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
like,
okay,
I love
yeah.
you. Let's be besties.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much how it came out. And right. then the rest was history. I actually visited him.
Oh, that's nice.
Recently, he lives in Colorado right now, and I went up to visit him, Shane. He's been on the show numerous times. Great friend, great guy. Fucking amazing. And Gavin as well, who was supposed to join us this evening but couldn't quite make it. Well, you're going to get a kick out of him. If you think I'm bad, he is fucking depraved. And in a good way. He's he's the one who wrote McDonald's Pack.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I'm at now, where I am helping with Omega Star 7 as far as editing goes. I'm done.
Right.
Omega Star and Dames are the only ones that get Chrissy editing. The rest can have my voice, but that is it.
Don't worry. I have no intentions of giving the reins to fucking anybody.
Oh, that's right. I also have your show. I forgot. I got to take those lines too. See, I need to create like a spreadsheet in Google Docs of like where all the shows I'm on and links to them so I can keep track of where I'm at on the internet.
Fucking spreadsheets are a life-changing thing.
I mean, yeah. No,
Holy shit.
I think it was Reckless Attack recommended it. They were like, hey, create yourself a spreadsheet of any interviews you've done or any yada, yada, yada so you have easy reference. I was like, oh, that's a life-changer. I should totally do that. I have to find the time to do that. But like I've done... 2 weeks, one shot is a show that does, I mean, it's in the name. They do one shots every 2 weeks or whatever.
That's fucking cool. Yeah, it's a
and I've been
very
on their
good title.
I've been on their show twice now. I played Trash Pandas, which was their first game. No, Trash Pals is what it was called. It was like, I played a street cat. Somebody played a possum. Somebody played a rat, you know, and you're collecting trash and it's a one shot. Super cute game. Very cute, yeah. Very fun, and very fast, which is a fun one-shot. And then they did a holiday special where we played – it was D&D, which was weird because I hadn't played D&D so long, but I played an Artificer, and I'm pre-Artificer, like, age. I haven't
like
played
old
since –
school, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played since those existed. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to pick this because this is weird.
It's
but
new
we did
and
a,
interesting, yeah.
We did a – it was basically a – it was a Halloween special, but we basically did like Nightmare Before Christmas with
it. Oh shit, that's fucking cool.
And so it was fun. They're great guys. They're funny as fuck. So it was fun to be on their show. And then I've been on a couple of interviews and like I've been on Twitch a couple times now. I guess I need to like link these things so that I can like put that in my repertoire and be like, here's examples of my work. But I have to find the time to do it. I need an assistant is what happens.
Yeah, yeah. You when you find the time, you just
I'll find the
when
time.
You when you st- like
when
I
it becomes
like the
important.
Hardest part the hardest part is starting. And that, mm-hmm. that's just true about anything. Like, how am I going to start a podcast? Oh, I don't know. I'll just write for a year. I'll do a couple pilots. I'll test some things. And then by the time you're finished, you're like, I want to do this so bad. And then a pandemic happens. I'm like, oh, shit, there's the time. You're so right. I just lucked out with that. But, like, doing it now with a full-time job as well.
Yeah. Try a full-time job and two kids.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that. But you know what? That's something I have to make time for this, or else absolutely. I'm gonna keep doing this till the day I die. I already know.
Fortunately, mine are big enough now that I can be like, "Hey, I'm right, gonna go to the basement, self-sufficient. And I'll talk to you later." Yeah,
go play some Fortnite. I'll be downstairs.
COD. Boy loves COD.
COD. My brother's into Call of Duty now. Yeah. He just got a new Xbox, and he's just been playing it a whole bunch with his friends and shit. I just hear him screaming all night long. I woke up one time at like 5 o'clock. Like, it just so happened I woke up early that day. He was still up.
Gross.
And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. No, he did Fortnite for a while and then got bored with that.
Fell off.
For Christmas, he, though, asked for COD. And I was like, okay, well, here's the deal. I will totally let you have it. You can totally play it. However, it's a toxic environment. And I want you to be very aware, especially as a female, I know exactly how toxic it can be. And I love my boy. He's quite amazing. So he's been really well prepared.
I've been in what's it called? Yeah, the Xbox Live chat rooms or whatever. Uh-huh. My brother is just like telling me like all the shit that they say.
Oh yeah.
It's vile things that they say in there. Like, I'm surprised there's no moderation in there.
Nope.
And if you say half of that on Twitter, you get banned instantly.
Yeah.
I mean, look at fucking Kanye.
Where is your mom? But no, he does really well. He has an Oculus, and he loves to play
The VR.
A game called Gorilla Tag, where he's a gorilla that like rips people apart. I don't know. I haven't really looked at it, but he enjoys playing it. And frankly, it gets him moving so much that it makes him sore.
You don't even know it's exercise.
I was like, this is the
You don't even realize. It's awesome. It's an amazing thing.
Because you're gaming, but you're also getting exercise. So ha 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 ha. But he's only 10, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But nah, I'm a gamer, so it's okay that my kid's a gamer. But you know, we have to go touch the grass occasionally. But
yeah, my dad's not much of a gamer, but I am. I played a lot of GameCube growing up, a lot of Nintendo Wii. My dad, when
youngin,
he kind of fell off of gaming around the Galaga era. That's the base of his knowledge is like that, like arcade cabinets and not much
else.
Your
dad's probably like my age, right?
How old are you?
I'm not going to say that on a podcast.
Okay, well, my dad's 51. Uh-huh. Are you over or under? I imagine it was under. Yeah, you don't like, you look pretty young. I wouldn't have imagined you have teenage sons.
I will tell you, but you have to promise me you will cut it.
I will cut it 100%.
Okay. I'm
fa-fa-foggy.
That is a nice age. You're a spry spring chicken, got, I mean, for a year-old, you have some pretty nice legs, I'll tell you that.
I do have a nice legs and a really fantastic ass. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm working on it very hard.
The progress shows.
It does. I like showing it, apparently.
You gotta flaunt that shit if you got it.
It's a maniac. Twitter has created a monster. I fully admit that out loud. If you want to talk about things, I'm happy to talk about things. I will talk all day long. In fact, I killed my DMs twice in a week because I was talking so much to different people.
I didn't realize that there was a limit to how many DMs you could send.
I didn't either, and I was so mad.
You have to pay for Twitter Blue just to get the unlimited now?
Yes, and I'm not going to do that. No, I just moved everybody.
Fuck that.
Yeah, and moved everybody to Discord. I was like, if you want to talk to me, you can talk to me here. No, welcome to the Twitter account. I was like, oh no, look, Chris followed me because the boys don't do a lot of Twitter.
Yeah, no, me neither.
And then I was like, oh, crap, like Skylar and them are on Twitter and they do not see me this way at all. In fact, when I get a little flirty, even just with conversation, it makes them uncomfortable. In fact, one time I had to do, so we have a character coming up in one of the anthologies where I get to play like a, she's not bad, she's not good, she's just drawn that way. Kind of character.
Yes, and, I believe I know which character you're referring to. We'll keep we'll keep it ambiguous right
and
at this
so
moment.
I was reading over the lines and poor James was like, oh, whoa. I was like, I'm so sorry.
That's good acting, though.
She is hot. So sorry.
Right.
And that's a good voice. I have a good voice.
The character I play in that one gets pretty flustered as well.
Oh, that's right. Because we're, right. You're my man.
Yeah.
I forgot. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, she's just, she's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, thanks. I say you can make a my la la.
Oh,
I say us. Fucking Foghorn Leghorn.
Honey, it's fine. You're fine. Like I said, I can do Southern now. Apparently, I broke that barrier.
You've made it to the South, so like you've just like permeated into it.
I've been
it
here
at
for
20
years. That's the thing. I was like, but I auditioned for who was it? It was what's his name? Keith W. Keith had a drama coming out that is in the Appalachia, basically, and I auditioned for that, and I didn't get a role, and I was a little miffed by it, but I honestly don't think I pulled the voice off very well. And I was like, this is on me. This is my fault. But I was like, why can't I do this voice? I think it's just in my head. Because like I said, I am from here. I get mad talking to people. I'll start talking to them like this and whatever. You can just fuck off, you know? And so I'm like,
yeah, you just like slip right into it.
I'm like, I have this voice. This voice is inside me. I don't know what the problem is. And so, but I couldn't, and I grew up in Virginia, so it's not like I'm not familiar with West
right,
Virginia.
You're south
accents.
Enough, like you're there.
Yeah, but I just couldn't do it. And so when I auditioned for Red, but Red just, she just made sense. And I just kind of did a Reba with her voice, where it's a little bit more, you know, you heard this, like, hey, I'm Red. You know,
right.
I don't know what I'm doing here, but, you know, it's all good. We're going to be fine. We're just going to keep on going. You know, you clench your teeth and it's just fun. It's just fun. I would love to actually.
Voice acting in general is just fucking, it's so fun.
I'd love to get some lessons to like make myself better and Frankie to do it.
I mean, you got that one paid role. You're doing pretty good. You got your chops going.
I do have that one. Yeah, that'd be great. And I have a great job that gives me the flexibility to do some of this stuff.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. You get to work from home. Like my boss, the only time I was able to work from home is when I tested positive for COVID and I told him about it. I'm like, hey, I should probably stay home for like a week or so. And he's like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And he's the one who gave me fucking COVID. So he better let me stay home. Like shit, like half the office was out after that.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately for me, I was at that time I was independent contractor. I had several clients I worked for, but I was not working. But then my kids went virtual. And so I had two kids in virtual school, and so I quit everything because it was much work.
Like virtual, at that age, doing virtual school must be fucking rough.
It was because it required a lot of like just staying on top
of
them.
The pandemic hit, I was a senior in college, so like it was at the perfect age. I had already checked out mentally. So now I don't even have to go there.
Sure. You were a senior
in college.
Perfect,
oh my God.
Yeah. I'm so old.
Undisclosed age.
I hate it so much. Oh, it's fine. But yeah. So yeah, no, I mean, it was a nightmare because like, especially the younger.
Oh yeah, totally.
Like, he just couldn't focus. And so I quit all my jobs so I could like manage that. And then we went that way for what? Almost a year.
Yeah, about.
The following January, the youngest went back. My kids go to a very small school. They go to a Montessori school. And so the way that they did it, and it's why it made me feel comfortable, was they tested weekly.
Mm-hmm.
They mandated masks, left all windows and doors open. And so I was like, well,
yeah, exactly.
It's about as safe as it can
like,
be.
Plus, like when you're that young, it's like the COVID, it's not like it hits that hard either.
Right, but still, like, you don't know, but, like...
At the same time, like, how much worse is the mental toll of being home by yourself, like, all day long, every day?
Well, my boy needed a lot, because he's very social, and so he went back first, and the way they were doing it, like I said, it was the weekly testing. It was just reassuring enough, and then anytime somebody tested positive, like, they shut the environment down and, you know, cleared it out or whatever. So, like, I felt that it was a safe way to do it. And so he went back, and then my older went back like 2 months later. And when she went back, I kind of broke because like I'd been momming so hard for almost a year because this was February. So like it'd been almost a year. I basically spent a month in bed because, like, I dropped them off at school and then not know what to do with myself because I didn't have a job and I just was sad. And I was like, oh, I don't, you know, I just went to bed. And one day, one of my contract people, like a placement agency called me. And they're like, hey, we might have a job for you. Are you interested? I was like, fuck, yes. Yes, yes. Very much so, please.
Yes, please get me out of here.
And so I got on the call with the it's a local university, and they were like, yeah, we're looking for this person. We're basically moving our website. I'm a web developer. They're like, we're moving website from one platform to another, and basically we just need the pages moved. And I was like, oh, that sounds like perfectly easy, guaranteed work. Yes, I'm in. I'm in. Let's do it. And I did it for like 4 or 5 months, and the woman that I was working for there was amazing. Just awe-inspiring, amazing. Like, I felt very welcome and very loved. And I was like, my previous experience working in an office was terrible. And so, you know, that would have been 15 years before. And so this is the first time I'd been in an office environment where I was like, oh, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah. And this is fun. This I enjoy sitting here next to my coworkers.
Well, I mean, I'm still at home, but like, I enjoyed having conversations with this person. I was happy to do the work. You know, that's the difference. And so one day she and I had a Zoom call or a Teams call, and she's like, hey, you know, we're like trying to hire for this position, right? And I was like, I didn't.
Say less. I'm there.
Talk to me. And she's like, well, it would be the only virtual position at the university. I was like, okay, let's keep talking. Talk to me about this.
Even better. Yeah, I'm there.
I haven't worked for a company in 15 years. And so I was apprehensive because, like, I get my kids to and from school. If they're got to go to a doctor's office, a dentist appointment, if they're sick, you know, like, I have to have that flexibility.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not willing to give it up at this point. And so I was like, okay, talk to me. And then she was like, yeah, this and that. She's like, the pay's not great, but you get these other things. And I was like, I'm in. So I had to audition. I had to apply and interview. It was the first interview I'd had in like 15 years. And it was weird because I was nervous, but I was like, I don't see how I wouldn't get the job. I've been doing it for 6 months.
Yeah,
like,
you're qualified. Right? You're already working
I'm
there
already
pretty
doing
much.
The like... job. And so I got the job and I started that in September, not this past one, but the one right before it. I've been doing it and it's amazing. It was the first time I'd had a paid vacation in like 15 years. Because like working for yourself, you don't get paid vacations.
Those are pretty underrated.
Right. And so I was like, oh, I'm just taking off for a week. And not taking my laptop.
And you get a paycheck after that. That's pretty sweet deal.
Right. Yeah. And then, and it's virtual. So like,
it's not like you have to be there anyway. You're already on vacation.
Right. In October.
You get to go to work and you don't even have to wear pants. Well, it's a beautiful thing.
I'm a good girl and I get dressed every morning because otherwise that way leads to like depression. So
I'm business from the waist up.
That night.
Like, you see my webcam, you don't know what's going on.
You have no idea.
Below the belt, you don't need to know.
But yeah, so it's been a great, and the benefits are fucking amazing because it's a government position. And so,
oh shit, yeah, like, even better.
Yeah, like I get great health insurance and I get tenure and shit. So I'll like money for the rest of my life. So I was like, this is the best job ever. And I can like take an hour and go in the basement and record some lines because I'm already at home. So
yeah, that's really like you get the home studio and everything.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what really helps.
So yeah, no, you asked me to talk about my life. There you go.
Oh yeah, you got it. Told you filled like talk. An hour and a half with that.
I'm very interesting.
Yeah.
I have a lot of good stories. I've lived a long
life. Yeah, I can
I've
tell.
Lived a long life.
A nice life indeed.
No, it's funny. I had breakfast with my parents yesterday. I tweeted about this and you may have seen it. I'm very close to my parents. Always have been. I moved them here about 6 or 7 years ago because they were living in Northern Virginia still. And I was like, they're getting older. And my brother lives here as well. And so I was like, you need to be closer to us so we can take care of you. And so about 6 or 7 years ago, I moved them down here and I try to see them at least once a week if I can help it. And they're not far from me. They're like half a mile, really. But, you know, life. But we were having breakfast and I was just talking about things I was doing and shit. I was, you know, I'm going to Austin next month. And they were like, you're just very adventuresome. We are not adventurous people. And I was like, it was such a weird thing for my parents to acknowledge about me, because I am like I don't want to be boring. Yeah. Like I like exploring and seeing things and meeting people and doing things. My parents were very, and I've always loved this. I always loved them, but they've always been very like, we buy the house, we just do the house, we just, you know, very.
Right. They're very, very in their ways.
Mayonnaise is the only way I can describe it. Just average.
Mayonnaise, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm not mad at that, but like at one point when I was a teenager, I got really mad because I wanted to move to a different house because I felt our house was boring. And I wanted to move to a different house, not for any reason other than just it would be exciting to do it. And that's kind of always been me where I'm like, nah, it'd just be more exciting to do these other things. Like, shouldn't we do other things? Like, I would travel more. I would do, and we didn't travel any. I never left the country until I became an adult. And so, like, I would, if I had the income, I would never be home.
Right. You ever, like, just rearrange your furniture?
Yes, all the time.
In your room?
Not
every couple
nowadays,
months.
I'm old and tired. But when I was younger, I would repaint my bedroom or move my furniture around regularly. Like,
it sounds like something like you gotta break the monotony somehow.
Right, make it
like
prettier,
you have your own
interesting.
You have your own space in the house. You just gotta make it yours.
Right. Like I said, these days I don't have the energy just because I have a lot on my
right. You have a lot on your plate at the moment. A lot of voice acting roles. A lot.
But that's
of,
how I filled it. Right. As opposed to rearranging my room, I pick up another podcast. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Sure, bring it on. Let me do another one. In fact, today somebody was like, I need a creative partner. I was like, I should not answer this tweet. I don't have the time to do this. But this person's really interesting, and I'd really love to work with them. But I don't have the time. I have to learn to say no to myself.
Exactly. But, like, you want to do it, but like, can you?
Yeah, want and ability are not the same thing. And I,
exactly.
At this moment, because eventually my kids won't be here anymore and I'm going to have an empty nest and have all the time in the world. So I just have to find that balance. But I have plenty on my plate at the moment. I just always want more. I always tease people. I'm like, you don't understand. I'm very insatiable. I'm always hungry and I always want more.
All right. Yeah, I feel like we've been going for a pretty decent chunk of time here. Do you have any like closing remarks or any funny quips we can end on?
Funny, remember? I told you I'm not the funny one. No. Listen to my fucking shows. I'm in 12
we'll plug
of them.
Every single one of your shows in the
plug
description.
Plug all of them, yeah. Okay, no, you can find me at Danger Dames. You can find me at Omega Star 7. You can find me at the Modus Files. I'll be on the Wizard Scroll in the near future.
Pretty soon.
And
once I fucking get this next arc written out,
and
we'll see where you
fit
in.
And unfortunately, once he gets me in there, he's not going to be able to get rid of me. This is the thing that these creators don't realize is they open the door and then I kick it open and I'm like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, and then you're in. You're here.
Where's my roles? I tease all the time. And I always tease in our Discord for Omega Star 7 where I'm like, I cannot be here for this. I will be in my trailer.
Yes,
because I'm the diva.
It's your classic iconic catchphrase.
Yeah, I'll be in my trailer. Because I'm not a diva at all in any way, shape, or form. But it tickles me to no end to like pretend like I am. I am very, very not. I love their crude humor. I think that they are all adorable. I would probably murder for James, who plays Trey, because he is just the most precious person I've ever met in my life.
James is such a James Skyler, the whole gang.
He will say things, and I'm like, you are just so precious. I just love you so much. I do. I love my boys very much. They made me the most
sweet boys.
Beautiful poster for Christmas. I have a band poster, basically, for the Stellar Darlings. It's got like Moxie's face on it, and then it says the Stellar Darlings, and I had no idea they were going to get me anything, and it made me cry because it was so sweet.
Oh, you got to send me a picture.
Will. I'm not supposed to share it otherwise, but I'll definitely share it to you. I made them glasses for Christmas. I have a Cricut, so I like to do vinyl stuff. And I'd like glass etching, and so what I did is I got 3 beer steins and Graham's is the Sparingetsit beer.
Sparingetsit,
it's the beer logo, but instead of Narragansett, it's Sparingetsit. And I had DT, who also does voices on this show, he helped me edit the font so that I can make sure it looked right. So it says Sparingetsit, but it's the Narragansett symbol.
The logo, yeah.
It's beautiful. It came out, it's my favorite. It came out really well. James's says, here we go, let's go.
Oh, his catchphrase.
Right, which is something I love to say all the time now. Like, it is. I'm like, all right, here we go. Let's go. And then...
like, you just pick up on the on like just things that people say, and you just start saying them.
Yeah, it's great. And then I gave Skylar Wander on Wildstar.
Oh, yeah.
And I made myself one. I was like, wherever the stars take us, or whatever that line is.
Right. Right.
For myself. And so that's what I sent them. And I did not expect any presents. And so when I got my poster, I was like, oh, my sweet boys. They're so sweet. One of these days, I might actually get to meet them in person. That would be amazing, because I've never actually met them in person. which is a weird thing to spend. I mean, we've spent hundreds of hours on calls. Writing. So it's just funny to think that you know somebody
somebody and then you just like they're on another side of the country.
Right, and never. Well, and the funny thing is Skylar is halfway between all of us now where he moved. So like it's an 8-hour drive for him, for me, and it's an 8-hour drive for the others. So like we could totally convene there if we wanted to.
Oh, damn. Maybe one of these days we'll all have to get together.
One of these days it'd be great. It would be fun to actually.
Zoots McKenzie will just barge in as well. Like, I wasn't even invited.
Just like you did with the question answer. We're like, what are you doing?
In the Q&A. I saw you guys in the Q&A. Like I saw you all in the Discord, like your private writer's room that you let me in.
Yep, that was Skylar's fault.
And I just fucking barged in. I was like, what's going on in there? Where are my parsecs?
Oh my god. And
I'll be in my trailer. I'll see you later.
In my trailer. Yep. it was funny. But that was a great night. I listened to their very first Q&A. They talked about me in the first Q&A, because back then I was a fangirl, but not on the a main person. And so it was nice to finally get to be actually on the Q&A and be like, yeah, no, I do this. This is my thing. My hope is to do panels this year for podcasting.
Oh, shit. Like a convention or like a virtual?
I am applying for Dragon Con.
Shit.
Because I go to Dragon Con every year and I have attended the podcasting panels many times and actually know quite a few of the people there now just through Twitter and just having been there. I think I've got the cred for it. And so I'm going to apply for some panels. And I think I'm going to be a panel person.
Just don't show them your Twitter.
No, they're on it. Don't worry. Don't worry. No, they'll definitely have me.
Right. Right.
So that's my plan for this year is I might do Gen Con. I haven't decided yet. And maybe PAX. But I haven't decided.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I have a lot of.
If you get a panel at PAX, that's how you know you made it.
Yeah. Well, I always said I was like, it's not about the downloads for me. It's not about the money for me. It's about
the community. Being, it's about the friends we make along the
being
way.
Being noticed, being recognized,
having something to create.
Yeah.
Waking up in the morning with a purpose. Yeah. You know, like this is what I live for: is just creating content and meeting friends throughout it.
Like, oh look, there's Chrissy. I know this voice. Why do I know this voice? Oh, that's Chrissy.
Oh my god, that's Moxie Rebel.
Listen to her voice. Isn't that phenomenal? I was like, yes.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. Who sold you that microphone? Holy fucking
Skylar
shit!
Skylar sold me this microphone.
Yeah, Skylar sold me mine too. We get the same one. We're matching.
I was like, it's my birthday. It's Christmas. Please, 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 somebody buy me a microphone. Mostly because my Scarlett wouldn't fucking work with the goddamn Discord, and it made me insane. It would make me so mad.
All right. Well, it's been about an hour and a half. Yep. It's been a lovely, lovely evening.
Yeah.
Just discussing all these things with you. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
And it was a little short notice, but I'm glad that you were able to find the time out of your busy schedule
my weekends are a little less busy these days, but it's mostly just juggling whether I don't know where my kids are going to be, so I don't know. I don't know if I'll be free. Right. Like, Sunday could have worked, but we also have, like, birthday parties and scouts.
And also, it's a school night and everything. Yeah.
I just never know until the time, and then I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't. I'm currently standing in a carpool line waiting for my kid to come out. I don't want to do this in my car. It's okay. Although I have edited in my car and recorded.
Oh, shit. I recorded Sprocket Man in my car.
Did you really?
I went into my, I brought my microphone and my, I have a laptop and my microphone. I just plugged it all in. I sat in my car with the engine off, by the way.
Yeah.
In Florida. It was nighttime, though, but it was muggy in there and humid in hell.
Yeah,
I was sweating oh, my God. That was.
I told you where I'm at.
Yeah.
It's hot here, too.
Yeah. You know the struggle. You know the struggle. Yeah. But like when you got family in the other room and they're saying stuff and it kind of picks up in the mic, fuck, I got to go to my car.
Yeah, there was some, it was the auditions for W. Keith. I had to do it in my car because like everybody was just being too loud. And I was like, I have to do this tonight. It's due tonight. And like today I was recording and like, I swear to God, it was like planes were flying overhead. I was like, what the hell? Yeah. My computer, my fan on my computer kept like,
oh fuck, spinning up,
and I was like, what are you doing? Like, it's off right now. Yeah. You can't hear it right now. But it was like, I was like, really, right now? This is, you're hot now. Way to go.
Yeah.
I need a new computer.
All right. Well, I think we can end it off here. Thank you all for listening. And we'll hang again soon. Goodbye.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter anthology. And I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show.
Got another one.
How many are still on our six?
You want me to stop shooting and count? I'm out. Reload.
We adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Bloch into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get them out
of here! That's it! You're banned for life! What's with you Braxians and lasers? Seriously!
I told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and, they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
We delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel.
James, sir, please, there's no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert, I know you are in there somewhere. If you are, we are...
Made it through the barrier!
It's got a hold of me!
It's dragging him out!
Damn!
Beast!
Just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts, so sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter anthology today.